Pope Francis, this past May, gave us one of our newest saints, Saint Miriam of Bethlehem. She was a Carmelite nun, lived in the 19th century, and she's one of these individuals with extraordinary spiritual gifts. There were times she entered so deeply into prayer that she would levitate, she'd be lifted up off the ground. She could read people's hearts, someone would approach her and she would know things about the individual. There was one time she would have these prophetic dreams or visions at night where she was shown that there were bombs that were placed all around the Vatican. So she writes this letter to the Pope at that time. I don't know who the Holy Father was during that era. She writes this letter saying, Holy Father, I think there might be explosives around the Vatican. You might want to look into that. So he has it investigated, and sure enough, there were these bombs that would have taken his life. But one of the things that most struck me, and I thought about with this reading, she would be visited on occasion by souls in purgatory, and they would come to ask for her assistance. And on this one instance, a religious sister who was deceased came to visit her and said, I need your prayers. During my life on earth, the convent I was in was in a very poor area in a country going through a financial crisis. I was worried about the future, so I took a lump sum of money and I hid it secretly in the convent just in case we might need it. I didn't tell the superior about it, but I was concerned. Well, she said, as my life went on, I remembered that money that I hid, even though things got better. And even before I died, our Lord reminded me of it. But by that time, I was too embarrassed to say anything because I didn't want the sisters to think less of me. I thought of her when I read the words from the gospel today. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me. Now, do I think that sister loved God? Absolutely. Did she love God greatly? Probably so. But there was a portion of her heart that she hadn't given to Him. There was something that she held back. She could not make that full surrender to trust in Him completely. My brothers and sisters, it's possible to live the spiritual life, even to come to Mass regularly, and not give our hearts entirely to God. And even more so, it's possible to live the faith externally, even to come to Sunday Mass, and like the scribes and Pharisees, not really give our hearts to Him at all. And this is why years can go by living the faith, and still in our hearts we find greed, licentiousness, envy, unchastity, adultery, and so forth, everything our Lord speaks about. There's a beautiful prophecy from Ezekiel. Our Lord said this, our Heavenly Father said, with the coming of the Savior, when the Messiah comes, I will give you new hearts and place a new spirit within you. And the translation for new hearts, the literal translation is actually, I will give you undivided hearts. Right, all of your hearts without my Son, they're broken and they're divided, and you love many things that you probably shouldn't love. And you seek after many things that go outside of my will. My Son will make your hearts whole. And so many times we think, gosh, okay, I started to follow Jesus. I'm trying to live the faith. Why aren't I changing radically? Right? Why do I still struggle with sin? Because my brothers and sisters, it's typically a gradual process by God's design. He knows exactly what He's doing, but it takes our cooperation and our effort. He's going to give us all the grace we need so that our hearts can truly become new, but we've got to do our part. And I want to share just one story of healing, the healing of a heart, that I heard recently. This individual, this Catholic man, he's probably around 50 years old. And he said, Father, he said, you know, like many Catholics, I grew up, I was baptized, received the sacraments, went off to college, went astray, you know, ultimately got married, kind of came back to the church a little bit. Well, he said, finally, I started to learn my faith, to rediscover it, and I made the decision I was going to go to daily Mass. I started going for a very short period of time. Well, Father, there was an illness that I'd had for a number of years that would probably be with me the rest of my life. And one day it dawned on me, you know what, God can heal anything. I should ask the pastor to pray over me. So he said, Father, I approached him one day and I knelt down and he prayed over me. And he said, Father, I think I was healed in that moment of this physical ailment. He said, but I didn't know what God would do with that prayer when I asked Him for healing. He said, Father, that night during sleep, he said, I don't know if it was a dream, if I was awake, but he said, even if it was a dream, it was totally real. He said, I was given a vision. I saw the man who had committed a terrible evil against me when I was just a little boy. And he said, I saw the man, and it looked like his body was oozing. He was covered with grime and filth. And he said, I knew that he was in purgatory. He said, all of a sudden I heard the voice of God. He said, how did I know it was the voice of God? He said, I'd never heard the voice before, but there was such majesty and crystal clarity, I knew it was God. And he said to me, this man is suffering terribly. You must forgive him. And you need to pray for him every day for the rest of your life. He said, Father, when I got up the next morning, I immediately went to the closest Catholic church. And he said, I knew that I had harbored unforgiveness in my heart towards that man for over 40 years. And I did it consciously. He said, I went before our Lord and I begged him, Lord, give me the grace to finally let go of that, to finally forgive that man. He said, when our Lord granted me the grace and I could finally speak those words, I began to sob. He said, Father, I don't know how long I was there. I was glad nobody walked into the church. He said, and when I got up, I felt so free and I thought, oh my gosh, Lord, you've transformed me. He said, Father, it was just the beginning. He said, because I'd harbored unforgiveness without knowing it, there were so many people throughout my life that I had not forgiven. He said, I went back to that chapel day after day for weeks until I finally let everything go. Little by little, our Lord was healing my heart. He said, when I got to the last individual, my mind was clear. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm finally done. And then our Lord showed me there was one more person to forgive. And Father, this was the hardest part. Because of that unforgiveness, my heart had become hard. And I had ceased to care what I did to other people. There were so many people I'd hurt throughout my life. And now our Lord showed me, you need to forgive yourself. My brothers and sisters, it might be for you impurity. It might be greed. It might be anger. Every single one of our hearts are broken. And there's a healer. And he wants to make our hearts new and whole. And we can truly love him with an undivided heart. But we can't do it without him. And our church gives us everything we need spiritually. Now, there are occasions where we might need professional help in addition. Counseling, the medical profession, the medical field. If we truly ask our Lord, Lord, I want to be made whole and new, he will do it. If we're serious about it, if we really want to love him with all our hearts and give ourselves to him without reserve as he desires. And he might place on your heart like that man, okay, you need to start coming to spend time with me. When you are in my presence, I will make you like me. It might be like that man that first he needed to start receiving the Eucharist more frequently so that he could have the grace to come to the point in order to be healed. I was talking with a lady who had been involved with exorcisms, and she shared with me something really profound, really beautiful. In a certain case she was present for, the Spirit speaking through this individual said, the Blessed Virgin Mary is making me tell you all something. Do you want to know the secret about the rosary, why it is so important that Catholics pray it? He said, when you pray the rosary, it binds us. It's like chains. As you work your way through the rosary, we are held together and we cannot attack you as we otherwise would. My brothers and sisters, are we using everything our faith gives us to share in the redemption that our Lord won for us? As we receive him today, let us ask him, Lord, make my heart entirely new, and I will do whatever is necessary to cooperate.